This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Wrapping up hour number two. And something I find very juicy. Now, for me, a former preps writer here in Memphis, you know, what's juicy to me may not be juicy to you. But I still got the old news nose. That's what they used to say about me back in my newspaper days. And I think it's translated over to radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you can smell news.
You school us with your news nose.
You smell the stories out. Mm-hmm. You sniff them out beforehand, and you start talking about them. And then what we've always sort of strived to do here on the Jason John Show, produced by Brad Carson, is we want to give you tomorrow's headlines today.
I love it. It's
you like
facts.
That, don't you?
Yes.
Brad just smiled so big, y'all, on that my little slogan there.
It's true.
I'm going to say it again because your smile was so wide.
I'm going to write this down as a liner.
We give you tomorrow's headlines today.
That is exactly right.
You like that?
I love that.
And so tomorrow and in the days to come, I think you're going to start seeing some stories about, and we're going to get more familiar with what's going on at Tipton Rosemark. And technically, I guess this is Millington, Tennessee, that they are located in.
Yep.
It's called Tennessee Collegiate Academy Hoops. If you go over to Instagram, it's the way I'll tell this story. You can see that they've already got I'm already having people responding to tomorrow headlines today. They love it, Brad. Maybe we should bring that up.
That's going to be our new
line. They're already responding. They love it.
That's
J&J, tomorrow's headlines
trademark
today.
2025.
Maybe we trademark that. Like,
yeah.
We're like Pat Riley here, trademarking three-peat. But we're getting ahead of it.
I've already put it into the portal.
Thank you. And to Kelly, who just stamped that, and to you both, I appreciate that. I didn't know we were going to hit on something. That's how we like it around here.
We do.
Organic. Back to the story. Tennessee Collegiate Academy Hoops. Go look on Instagram. Appreciate you, Kelly. 14 posts. All very interesting. They have a roster of guys that some of which the names may be very familiar to you, and particularly one of this first one on the roster. Brad, are you with me on Instagram by chance? Are you following me here? Dylan Jones, who many have referred to now, just blew up on the EYBL circuit. I think for Team Thad, and he is a class of 2027 prospect, so got a couple of years in high school left. And right now, I believe, and Chuck Lawson and some other gurus can school me if I'm wrong, but he is the number one ranked prospect in the state for the class of 2027, could blow up from there in terms of national and everything else, but big time.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming. He's there, in fact.
Wow.
He's coming to this school, Dylan Jones. Not just him. I mentioned it with Brad earlier. Another name we were familiar with, Keeper Jackson, who I believe played at Christian Brothers High School a couple years ago. Then he transferred out to go play to Columbus, I think down in Florida, which I want to tell you, and I'm trying to pull all those things together, had the Boozer twins down there, and had an NIL deal, and it was a great situation for Keeper Jackson. He's coming back.
Oh, wow.
And is going to be out here with Dylan Jones on this team. And if you're interested in the rest of the roster, which Brad mentioned, and he had seen it too, because everybody's sort of piecing this together because you've seen the post, Chase Givens.
Uh-huh.
The, you know, I think the second oldest of the three Givens brothers.
This is Curtis Givens the third's brother.
Brad knows about these folks because your son came up with some
of
these Givens brothers.
He played with this young man.
Your son came up with Chase, basically.
Yeah, he played middle school ball with Chase.
And if I'm not mistaken, Chase had been at Houston High School.
Yes.
His brother, obviously, Brad just said it, is now over, and people are texting it. This is a story
Chase
that's bubbling
Givens.
Under.
Yeah.
Folks have been
Curtis,
on this.
I saw Curtis, and this is not a surprise, because the only thing I saw, and I'm so glad you're getting this.
Yes,
this is
yes.
So good.
Well, it's tomorrow's headlines
and
today.
And this is a material in Memphis, Tennessee, by the way, because like Chase has been around a long time, but obviously Curtis Givens now in Memphis. Yeah. And his dad, of course, is legendary around these parts.
And so he's got a chance to be a really good prospect, just like his brother. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a younger one that's my kid's age,
okay.
The third of the Givens brothers. Not on this team yet. Could be in the future, though, if this thing comes to fruition. But there are other names and other roster members that you all, I think this Jackson Hardaway played at White Station, I want to say, last year, and probably 6'8 forward center. 2026, he'll be a senior, I believe, and a bunch of other guys that I'll get more familiar with. But that roster is basically posted over at the Tennessee Collegiate Academy Hoops Instagram page, which, oh, by the way, already has 2,994 followers on just the 14 posts. So, again, this has kind of come out of nowhere in terms of no one's been writing
nothing
that I can find a story yet about a Memphis prep school being formed that's now, and if you check out some of the posts.
Okay, the handle is TCA Spartans Hoops.
I appreciate you doing that. If you check out some of the posts about this school, they've already put out some of the facts on them. Located in Millington, Tennessee, 35 minutes from the Memphis International Airport, small town pride and quick access to the big city, driven by tradition and family, athletics thrive in Shelby County. This is a deal where it looks like these players will be being educated as part of Tennessee Collegiate at Tipton Rosemark.
Right.
So a combining of the two things, because here's the thing, and we've talked about this, you know, over the years, especially my prep years and everything else, whether it was, at one point Cowboy, who's a local grassroots coach, I think was going to start a prep school. And then remember Reach Your Dream Prep,
yep,
which was going to be all centered around Scott Labissiere from his Guardian, and that was a prep school. But the thing about these prep schools and why many of them never got up off the ground, it seemed like to me, was if you're going to draw in some of the top prospects in the country or even get Memphis's best players to come play at a prep school located here, well, you got to have the academic side.
Right.
You have to have the accreditation side.
That's right.
Because, again, these prospects have to be eligible, academically eligible for college, right? That's the thing. Like, if these guys want to be advanced, sure, from a basketball standpoint, but you've also got to advance them academically so they can accept those scholarships to Memphis, to Duke, to wherever else, Alabama, all these other places that Team Thad players have gone. And so you have to have the academic side. And what it appears to me, and again, this is sort of reporting on the fly, live here on J&J. This is how we do it. What it appears like to me is that this program, which is EYBL sponsored, by the way, Nike sponsored.
It's on their circuit, this EYBL Scholastic. That's what they're calling their league.
So you've got Nike's backing. You've got EYBL backing in this school that it's a, keep in mind, a school that is already formed and here, Tipton Rosemark. I don't know how familiar you guys are with their basketball program, but they've long operated on that private school, in that private school, lower private school division, at least back in my days, that's what they were. And from a basketball standpoint, they've made some noise here and there, but not one of your traditional private school basketball powerhouses. Now, they've already had day one out there.
Yep.
Day one of school.
Yeah, they
do you see the picture?
So this is a very cool graphic that they've put together. It says it's a State of Tennessee picture, and it's got the TRA logo next to the Spartans logo. So both things are represented, and it says Tennessee Collegiate Academy, and they have a TCA as their logo with a Nike swoosh at the bottom, and it says new year, new goals, same grind. First day.
My understanding, at least for right now, is this will be a national prep school that's going to play the likes of Montverde and everything else, and that this would be sort of aimed at going that direction, right? Right here, just outside of Memphis, Tennessee, but right here in the Mid-South, that's what it looks like to me. Because, again, for something this big, You have to have the academic side. Mm-hmm. That's what all those other prep schools, that's why these kids, you know, you can leave Memphis if you're a Curtis Givens, go down to Montverde for 2 years and still be able to accept a scholarship at LSU because you know everything's going to be taken care of. It's one of the big boys. This is an established program. This is what this looks like to me, but here. It's something that I think maybe not directly, but we've always kind of, we've discussed it, felt like with Thaddeus Young, mm-hmm. with Team Thad sort of as maybe a part of the vision. That not just a well-respected, great grassroots program that operates on the EYBL circuit, but maybe even a program that's contributing to Memphis in the way of helping form a prep school. And I say I bring in Team Thad and Thaddeus Young because I see that one of their, you know, coaches over there, trainers with Team Thad, Tony Sarwar, is listed as an assistant coach for this team.
Oh.
Also, Michael Wright is a guy, he's not a Memphian from what I can tell. Mike Wright is the head coach, It looks like, from on Instagram. Not a guy I'm familiar with in terms of prep circles. I think comes from the grassroots circuit, very respected, and they've brought him in, wow. is what this looks like. I've also noticed that, my guess is the folks involved in this right now that have managed to, at this point, to keep this thing low-key, probably don't too much appreciate me putting their business out on Front Street.
This is great. It's public.
Thank you. Here's the point. When y'all got this thing on Front Street on Instagram like this.
I have their schedule, by the way.
And you've got their schedule, and I want to get to that in just a second, because that's my point. When y'all got the schedule out,
it's
and you got your roster out, oh, brother, whether you want to talk about it or not, we're going to talk about it, because this, again, fantastic. Looks to me like a huge Memphis sports story in the sense that this ain't just some prep team that's going to be thrown together and maybe fizzle out. This looks like a serious undertaking with some heavy hitters, including Nike, including, it looks like, Penny's agent, or a guy that's been associated with Penny and I think helps do Penny's 2 Cents podcast, Travis King, a guy we've had in here, has had NBA prospects obviously going to the, he represents Quentin Grimes,
yep.
if I'm not mistaken. He's involved with this. You don't pull out these heavy hitters unless you're real serious about this undertaking. And so while it's the first, perhaps, that you've heard publicly of it, maybe you've seen some of the posts on Instagram, but this is maybe the first sort of mainstream media, it will not be the last, because something this big, believe me, it's going to be mainstream here in a second, especially with the caliber of player that they're attracting out there. Keep in mind, it's not just having to have a school, you know, in the academic side and accreditation, and when you're wanting to attract all these high-level athletes, you got to have them something they're going to believe in. They've got to think, okay, this is going to be national. Brad, you said you had the schedule.
Yeah, and I'm going to tweet it out too.
Please do.
And I'm going to put.
I appreciate you doing
that. CC Jason Smith on this because this is a national schedule. Let me just hit the tweet here, and then folks can read along with it. This is from their Instagram. Here's the Tennessee Collegiate Prep schedule, and I put times TRA because that's how they're branding it. Mm-hmm. They have a national schedule, Jason. And the way that I got this is, like, this is pretty simple. You just go to the screen grab and get it off their they haven't posted this, but it's in the, what do you call it, the stories.
Bro, you are over there working. Look at you, social media detective. You're in the story, and you screen grab.
This is all you, bro.
Because
I have no idea.
The schedule was not posted. It's in the story,
said,
so you have to grab it.
Here's the full story, and I've tweeted it out, and I've copied Jason.
Oh, I love working with you on this story.
2025-26 Nike EYBL Tennessee Collegiate Academy times TRA, because that's where they're housed That's where they're going to school.
Where they're housed. I don't think they're playing games there. Not from what I hear, but we'll figure that out.
Coming in the next couple of minutes, you'll hear about a new event coming to Memphis as part of this schedule, but they start out, according to this schedule, December 5th and 7th at the Dream City Christian Sunshine Classic, and then they're against the Wasatch Academy Sunshine Classic. That's in Utah. So they go to Arizona. They play a team from Arizona in the Sunshine Classic. They play Utah. Middle of December, on December 12th and 13th, they do an Iowa United prep event in Iowa, main event. January 1st through the 3rd, they play Memphis Hoop Fest.
Mm-hmm.
New event.
Yep, I'll be here.
Versus St. James Academy, Virginia, in the Memphis Hoop Fest. And then they play Utah Prep as part of the Memphis Hoop Fest in January. Brewster Academy, they're playing them in LaPorte. And an invitational they're doing in that's a New Hampshire team and an Arizona team. Then they go to they're doing a Maryland team, Christ School out of North Carolina, and then they're playing in Western Maryland against Lumiere School later on here. And there's a couple big hitters coming soon.
Oh, I can feel it.
Spire Institute Academy of Ohio, Cats Academy out of Massachusetts. Then in February here we're getting into the good stuff. Long Island Lutheran, Oak Hill Academy, Virginia. Spire Institute is where they're playing that in February, and they wrap up this national schedule in February against Montverde Academy in Montverde, Florida.
I told you this was big.
This is big. This
look,
is the
look
you got
at,
the
look
goods
at how,
here.
Look at they've already had their first day of school and rolled these kids out and taken pictures with all the TRA students.
It's all out
that's
there.
That's how far along this thing is and how behind sort of us as Memphis media just in terms of us catching up to this story.
I'll put this on the website later too, by the way, folks.
But again, tomorrow's headlines today coming to you from Jason and John. It looks to me, y'all, like this is big time. And if you think about it, who's involved, it just looks like something that's going to be sustainable. What's so curious about this is you would almost hear, and now I'm getting into some real backwoods just about, you know, what we'd heard about something like, you know, you'd almost, that something like this was envisioned, but at one point for St. George's.
Yep.
And so to see it pop up at TRA and just take off like this and have all their ducks in a row, you know,
I'm glad you're going.
It just shows you how much work they've put into this already behind the scenes. Guys, these players are already here. They're already in classes. Brad's just read you the schedule. And I'll guarantee you in those some of those tournaments they're playing, all the big boys, the Montverdes, are in those tournaments as well. I guarantee you that. So it probably will be a deal where they might play Montverde more than once. But my point, that's the schedule. That's how you're able to attract this level of talent back. And so I welcome back guys like Keeper Jackson, you know, who were leaving town. Guys, there's no way you're doing this without NIL, I'm imagining, right? I mean, I'd have to – maybe that's not part of it. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm naive on that side, but that was –
well, let's
you know,
talk
a lot of these situations, these high-level players have opportunities already to get NIL. Maybe that's involved here too, you know, tuitions, those kinds of things. But, man, I tell you this, we will not get past our 125 segment on Wednesday – without asking Norton Hurd IV all about this and whether or not he's involved. He's been sketchy with me so far on details. If he's listening, he knows that's a fair phrasing of how he's sort of handled this with me so far.
As a parent,
I started
of
to ask
a,
my questions this weekend.
As a parent of a local high school athlete, I want to talk this through with you a little bit. I think this is a big story. I think this has been shopped to a lot of the private schools probably, and I think TRA swooped in and probably said, okay, you've got 12 students. According to their website, it costs about 12, 13. It looks like it's about 12, 5 for a student.
I'm enjoying this talk with you.
So at TRA, you can spend $12,000 and send your kid to TRA High School out in Millington. That means they just got a cash infusion of tuition at TRA of anywhere from $125,000 to $150,000 to warehouse these student athletes and this program. Now they probably had to come to some sort of, they probably had to spend 25 of it on the logistics, the how much does this cost infrastructure, the insurance, what's it like if there's an umbrella liability to have a prep school underneath of our umbrella. Mm-hmm. But they probably just received a six-figure amount of money.
Infusion.
Yeah.
Cash.
And it looks like there's only between 40 and 50 students at any one given time in a class at TRA.
It's a small group of kids. I just noticed from the picture out there.
So there's only about 40 to 50 kids in any given class at TRA out in Millington.
Right, like we said, where they operate out of the smaller private school division.
And they still have their own basketball program that's going to play in West Tennessee region, TSSAA.
And will play, I'm understanding, still in their own gym. It's still their team. This is separate from that and not operating in that gym other than maybe some practices. I don't know. But they're not playing. This national team is not playing, not replacing
TRA playing Montverde either.
For those TRA parents whose kids are on the team,
right.
I'm looking at you. This would be my hope. My kid's still on that team. You guys are not replacing our TRA team.
No, my
this
kid
is
can play.
Separate, plays a national schedule. Right. You guys will be on the road. You'll just be in class with me, with Jake,
Keeper
and
Glatt,
with Chris,
Jackson.
Right? With our little kids, our little private. You'll just be in class with those guys at TRA. This is great.
There's a 7-footer in my class, Mom.
100, and he's top 25 in the country.
He's going to be in the NBA in
he's
3 years.
He's at TRA, dude.
That is awesome.
Man, this, again, because I come from a, you know, my roots started in the preps world. This, a story like this gets my blood really boiled.
It's enjoyable.
This is the fun stuff.
Well, and
we've always said Memphis has the talent to do something like this. And if it's going to have the clout to be able to pull some national guys in.
Yes.
Bro, this is going to be huge.
I must say this too on behalf, because I have a lot of friends over at St. George's, for example. In fact, I think Luke, who works over there, Mr. Pruitt, is terrific, and they got a great staff. But I can also understand why I do not probably want it, because you sort of feel like second fiddle if you're on the basketball team at your school, maybe. I don't know. You also may have the liability. I can see where you'd entertain it if you're TRA.
We should be careful about tuition.
I don't want to put anything on Front Street.
Yeah, because we don't know.
And I'm also speculating.
At that point, we're speculating on how this is going down.
I'm just talking it through because I guarantee our listeners, that's what they're thinking about.
Because like I said, there's so much information out there. There's too much info out here for something big not to be happening.
We have a whole schedule.
We have a national schedule. I mean, TRA has clearly agreed to in a way house these prospects academically.
My guess is we're going to get a note, and Norton on Wednesday will fill us all in. My guess is they're probably using another shop for the practices.
My guess from the interest in this, we will have the holes filled in before Wednesday at 1:25.
Very excited about our week.
Because I'm getting responses to this story as we speak that say we will have all the holes filled in. Ah. And that's why I want to be careful about speculating.
Yeah,
In-house reporting, right, to the minute reporting happens. You know, you point some, you connect some dots, you do a little speculating, maybe you get those questions answered and you get the real story. Tomorrow's headlines today, you know, right here on J&J. We got Respect Burgers to get out, and we're going to do our best to keep you guys updated on that developing story out in Millington and out at Tipton Rosemont. We'll get all the big dogs on. We want you on. We want to talk about it. It's out there. It's big news. So by all means, we invite you all. All the folks that have had something to do with organizing this, we invite you right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.